Here, I can try and block the wind if it's coming from that way.
Would you be willing to give your name or no?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Just like first name, full name.
Full name.
Kathleen Tock.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to say about yourself, your position in the community?
I don't know. No, we moved here. We're more recent, like, Milwaukee residents. Moved up from Chicago about 2 years ago for sort of economic reasons, job reasons. So, and we just live a couple blocks away from here in Bayview.
I'm from Naperville, so.
Okay. Pretty close. Yes. It's all Chicagoland, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So here we have... You're just blocking it. No, our truss slider. Mm-hmm. You don't have to physically move it, but you can show it. Could just slides. So on this side we have trusting in the voting process versus distrusting. If you were to slide it, would you say you're leaning towards the trusting end or the distrusting?
The trusting end. Yeah.
And why would you say that?
Because generally I think the system is, you know, accurate. I mean, the only things that concern me are people being unable to vote, you know, restricted from voting. But generally I think the way the votes are tabulated and recorded is, you know, trustworthy. And, you know, it's the most reliable way of having democratic representation that we have.
And do you have a personal story you'd like to share about that process?
I mean, I vote in every election. We live maybe like a block from our polling place, and so it's actually very convenient. During the pandemic, I voted by mail. I lived in Oregon for a long time, and there everything's vote by mail, and that was a very different voting experience because actually my friends and I would get together and you get a whole booklet about the candidates with their statements and information, and you can sit and like discuss with people while you're voting, which I think is a really different approach, and I actually really liked then. Yeah, and as a result, we actually got a friend elected to a local position as a write-in because there was virtually no one running, and we all wrote him in because we realized that it was possible, and, you know, I think that never would have happened here, where it's a lot more isolated when you vote, so.
And then you mentioned...
What's his name right now? What, who's Willow's name? Oh, is that the Galactic Squirrel? Galactic Nut? Sway Squirrel, okay. Sway
Squirrel. Mm-hmm. And then you talked about bringing your child with you on the voting. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so she likes to come. I always try to bring her right now because I am not taking a leave from working because I have a young child. And so we vote whenever she's not in preschool, after school, just so she sees the process. And she likes to, you know, observe it, to fill out like the things and pretend she's doing it too. But just so it becomes like a regular thing in her life, that it's just one of those things that you do, by default.
And then one final question. For someone who's leaning on the distrust end, mm-hmm. what would you kind of say to them to kind of maybe persuade them about trusting or just say why you're on the trust end as opposed to the distrust end?
I mean, I think unfortunately people who do not trust the voting system, it is very hard to convince them that, you know, if you mistrust evidence that can be presented to you, it's very hard to convince them. But I mean, I think overwhelmingly there's very little evidence of any voting fraud. My older brother's actually a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin, Madison. And so, you know, this is something that I know a lot about that from, you know, having secondhand reports from someone who's an expert. And there's no evidence of any reason to mistrust the voting system on any large scale. But I do think that if you're skeptical of it, that kind of evidence is something you're going to resist. So I don't feel like I have a strong argument to make to someone who's distrustful because... you know, I think that once that becomes ingrained in your mind, you're going to reject all evidence. And I think it is very hard to talk across sort of the political spectrum, to talk across the divide. And I think that most of the people in my life do not distrust the voting system. And so I think, I just don't think that they would listen to me.
Should I trust it or not?
You should trust it, yeah, because it is accurately reflects our individual votes. There's no evidence of any tampering or, you know, like false voters or anything like that.
I am.
You know, yeah.
I
know, but people, I think that, you know, if once that sort of seed is implanted in your mind, it's very hard to overcome it. So I wish I had a better thing to say, you know, but I don't. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. so much. And then